del qué
reciben
I've dealt it in the most vigorous way. Srimad Bhagavatam. All other thoughts have been dealt there, comparison also drawn, in such a strong and a vigorous way that Krishna Vrindavan has been established. One cannot conceive of that. Extraordinary. Who had the Gani especially? The Kormi generally, they do not know to analyze very much. But the Ganis, that salvationist school, they are generally fight with the devotional school. They like to say that devotion is below and Gani is the highest. But Sugriva and Bhagavatam, so boldly, inaugurated, that is on the other side, not this side of knowledge, not the acme of our mundane knowledge, but in the inconceivable world it holds the supreme position. You have to look the Vajradhira like that. It is not a thing of the objective area, but it is super subjective area holding the highest position, the zenith. You have to look at this angle of vision towards Krishna Leela. So we are drawn to Krishna Leela, and especially we find in our Guru Parampara, and also in the mantra we find the a desire to be directed towards Madhura Rasa, the main current. All others partial representation. Madhura Rasa, it is full of all rasa, the Vatsalya and the Sokha and the Dasya, Santo, everything included there. It represents the whole, and the others are partial representation. Everything is good in its own position. Still, from the absolute consideration, and from our Guru Parampara line and the line of the mantra, we see, if we analyze, it is very plainly we find that this is all pertaining to Madhura Rasa. Madhura Rasa, the mantra we are. And by sannyas, the another mantra, the last mantra which is given to a sannyasi or to a babaji, the fifth ashram, fourth ashram, brahmacharya, garastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. And the fifth ashram is that of babaji. And babaji and sannyasi, and those that are engaged whole time in Krishna consciousness, in service. They are giving the same mantra, Kaupin, and the same mantra. One with danda, another without danda. Who are meant for preaching, they are giving danda for the facility of preaching, for the social trespass. But both of them are given the mantra of the same nature, same meaning. What is that? There it is mentioned about Radha Dasya. Not only Krishna Dasya. The inner meaning of the mantra which is given in the time of sannyas, that shows us the direction that your direction is, your goal is that side. That is the meaning of the sannyasa mantra. We are, according to our progress, we will be able to understand in future. In nutshell, the direction is given here. what speciality there is in the mantram which is given at the time of sannyas. One of my godbrother, Sauti Maharaj, he asked me, what is the meaning of that mantra? And he thought that it is leading towards Mahaprabhu. And he asked me to put this question to my Guru Maharaj. He did not do it directly, but he asked me anyhow. He asked Prabhupada, and I did so. And he, with some press, he told, no, it is not meant to see Gauranga, but it is really meant to Gopi Rasa. In that way, he gave the explanation of the mantra to me, Prabhupada. And I also conveyed it to Sauti Maharaj, the Prabhupada. Told like this, and your suggestion is cancelled. Gaudharibo, Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. So these are things mysterious to our present stage. But a vague idea that this is the direction towards which we are to start and march and reach one day or other. This is our goal, highest goal. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Chaitan, Nidai Chaitan. Of course, it is most laudable that we have come to such ideal, highest ideal. But to have a mark in the real ideal does not mean that we have realized it. We must be careful there in our journey. We must not be befooled. But none can befool me also. We are also be very careful in our journey. Many things to hinder the association of the sincere, better sadhu. That is the most useful thing. And also secondary, to engage oneself busy in the service under the direction of a bona fide person who can connect with the higher domain, higher stage of progress. It will fetch the value, the work, the energy will value, fetch value according to quality and quantity, not only by quantity, any service. The quantity side is not all, but the more important side is quality. Quality, the higher plane, connecting with the higher plane, the energy is being divested to some person where, in what sort of plane? My energy is going to be transformed into another higher energy in what sort of plane? That is a very important thing. Only quantity should not be considered, but the quality. Quality that is very rarely found. Higher quality. It must always be very particular. To detect and to connect with the high quality available. Otherwise we will be loser. Hare Krishna, Gaudari Gaur. At the same time, we shall be consulting with the scriptures written by the great personages of our Guru Parampara, admitted by Guru Parampara, the books, and we should think that those books are not inanimate, apparently inanimate, passive, but they can also help actively. In general, generally books may help us in a passive way, as if I am to understand, I am to, as my capacity allows, I am to focus and then to get something from the book. But it is not limited there. Limited there, we should think that his book is personified. If he likes, he can divulge him to me, reveal, especially to in the in matters of our recognition, who is sadhu proper or not, we are mostly guided by the scriptures. They are the comparative study. Of course, the Sukriti is underlying, we can't deny. But superficially, the books also guide us to select who is really sadhu and who is not sadhu. The knowledge of the experts have been collected there, or that department, the spiritual experts. They have placed there the result of their experience in the spiritual life. So that helps us to, in the selection of the sadhu and the guru, a great deal. And also we must approach. I remember, perhaps as a result of my previous birth, when I got that Gayatri, without consulting any books, of the meaning book, the book which is explaining the meaning of Gayatri, I appealed to Gayatri herself. Please reveal in me what you are in this spirit. There is living, there is a mist, not only this mundane words, a cluster of mundane words, but it is a living thing, Gayatri herself. And if she likes, she can express her inner nature in me. With that spirit I wish to continue the japam of Gayatri in my young age, with that idea. And that was corroborated by Gaudiya Math also when I joined there. The Shastra, in Kurukshetra, one, the DC of the, at that time, he came to see our Guru Maharaj there, and he put the how we shall know who is a sadhu or not. Then he told, generally we have to know sadhu, we have to consult the scriptures. And with this spirit, that is not an ordinary book that can assert, that can hide itself or can come to my knowledge with this idea to consult scriptures. They are animate, not inanimate. Then the Shastra will come to help us about the selection of who is a sadhu in a general way. Then of course the Sukriti underlying for the previous, that inner guidance, inner accepting. When Bidhanraj, he was a good doctor, when he was dying, then the junior doctors, best among them, spontaneously came to cure him. He was a heart specialist, Bidhan Rai, and a genius. The doctors told that this is the case. Yes, yes, I understand. Then this, yes, I also of same opinion with you. But who will receive the injection and put into what? He is absent. The receiver of the injection is absent in me, vitality. That is the medicine for such disease. But the receiving capacity must be in the body to receive the medicine and utilize it. So also, the external help may come, but the receiver, he must be up to the standard to receive and utilize. To fulfill his purpose, own purpose. That is Sukriti. Sukriti within. That takes the external help and utilizes it in constructive work. Gaur Hari Bodh, Nigai. That is Sukriti, Agyata Sukriti, Gyata Sukriti. Then Shastra, then Shraddha, Sadhu. In this way, Savan, Bharan, Guru Karan, Bhajan, and Sadhana. Then upon, gradually, by Bhajan, Sadhana, it will think that, yes, it is my own. It is my inner wealth, a stage when one can feel. It is what I was searching for. My heart-pleasing thing. When the inner nature will fill, then it is becoming upon, that is, he is near the home, very sweet. Then also go on, more with more energy, and more speed, more confident way, go on. This is what I was a necessity, I was searching for. With this hearty energy, and make progress happen. Then prapun also, not only I test it, it must be given widely to all. They are also suffering from the same problem that I was suffering from. So, it must be spread all over, widely. That is prapun, well established, fully established, no doubt. No doubt that I shall do any mischief to the people. If I spread, propagate this thing, then the best benefit I shall be giving to the world. Well, no doubt. Vidyati Zayabhgranti Siddhanti Sarva Samsaya. All doubts are clear. This is the thing for which not only myself but the whole world is madly searching for. Yasmin Gyati Sabhunigam Tadvijikasastra. This is the only inquiry of the world. They are moving, unsatisfied, only searching for this sort of satisfaction, nothing of standard reward. This is the quest. The whole world, the moving, for sukham, for pleasure, for satisfaction, for ecstasy, joy. And this is the form or material or substance that everyone is madly searching for. Adhatu Brahma Jigyasa. Why I have come with the Brahma Jigyasa inquiry of Brahma in Vedanta? It is a particular interest? No. The most general interest of all animation this Brahma Jigyasa. I am voicing the whole animation. Knowingly, unknowingly, that all after this Brahma Jigyasa, I am putting on the scientific way. Brahma Jigyasa. Intuitively. Intuitively. Here, everything is moving to search for what? That is this Brahma conception. And Mahaprabhu, that Brahma is something like inner substance. No, it is Krishna. Mahaprabhu put Krishna in the place of Brahma, Bhagavatam. It is not Brahma. Of course, next goal it may be. But the further conception of the highest goal, we should find that there is Krishna. That concept, the Krishna conception, which is, whose halo is Brahma. The halo of the domain of pastimes of Krishna is Brahma. So when a ship makes progress, lighthouse, then another lighthouse in that way. Shows the way. The Brahma. And what is Brahma? Brihattama. Brihattatmanatta, all accommodating, most general. Then the real representation of the most general to be found in Krishna consciousness. It is inert, no movement, this ordinary Brahma, nirvishesha, but svavishesha, differentiation and specification, as pastimes, everything will be there, still it will be all the commodity, even this Brahma also. That is Krishna Kamsa. And this way, our attention is drawn to the most general question of all the world, which none can deny, if a little sensible in his own, disease or want. cannot but. We have no interest in Krishna consciousness. This is a particular sect. Once I delivered a lecture in Giriji, Bad Library. Of course, I went on with Manu Singhinta, beginning, what is Dharma, and then came to Brahma conception, and then from Brahma conception, I tried to prove the Vasudev conception, and then Bhakti Narayan. In this way, I went to Krishna conception of Godhead in a broad and universal way, marshalling. Then there was one breather. He began to pray. We are so great in our ancient days. But now these fellows, they come to entice us that we are far advanced in previous time. We were only like savage. Now in the scientific age of civilization, we have advanced so much. But Swamiji, what do you say? That our ancient predecessors were so great, so noble, and so I feel proud. In this way, began to cry in the meeting. And there was another scholar who was made president in Pune in some Pali conference, one Mr. Bosak. Anyhow, he happened to be present there. We did not know him, but he came out of his own accord and asked permission to say something in favor of us. Then when permission, he rose and began to tell. So long we knew that Vaishnava Dharma is a branch of Hindu Dharma. But what I have heard today from Swamiji, Then Vaishnava Dharma is the highest conception, the highest goal of whole of Hindu Dharma. The whole of Hindu Dharma is trying utmost to lead us to the Vaishnava Dharma. What Mahaprabhu has given from Srimad Bhagavatam, he told like that. And also asked me that your lectures should be arranged amongst the scholars of India, in different places. They are told like that. Gaur Hari Bodh. For Vaishnava Dharma means such, not only of the Hindu Dharma, source of Hindu Dharma, any Dharma must lead to Vaishnava Dharma. Otherwise, it is a faulty one. Nojandi dharma, dharma purujjhita kaita bhutta paramunet matsadanam satan. Those that are jealous, have jealousy in any way, or rather at the bottom of their heart, he can't tolerate. Everything belongs to one gentleman, came to our Guru Maharaj in Calcutta. The enjoying aspect of the women is not for you, it is only reserved for Krishna. Tahar Malik Kevo Jadav. Krishna is the only enjoyer of the beauty or anything to be enjoyed from the women's section. It is mentioned there, literally in that poetry. Then one gentleman came, what do you say by this? Then who are we? Have you written it in the literal senses? All the women are meant only for the women enjoyment is only meant for Krishna and none else. Yes. Yes. That is the true naked meaning of this. Such enjoyment, such type of enjoyment is meant only for Krishna. And all will be trespasser. So now come to think whether Krishna was a debauchee. And Kanak, the money, the master of money is Narayana, Lakshmipati, the wealth. And we are all servants. Servitors. More or less in different way. And the Baladev, the Guru, is that of name and fame. Kanuk Kamini Pratishtha. Kamini for Krishna conception, to be adjusted, otherwise we are lost. Must be adjusted with Him. Any Kamini consciousness, ready consciousness, must have connection with Krishna. And any money conception, wealth conception must have connection with Narayana, the subsidiary function. And all the name and the fame must be connected with Baladev. Baladev, Nityananda, here Baladev, there Baladev and Radhika. Who in the first layer who is distributing Krishna? All the fame will go to him or her who is distributing Krishna here in the world. The prime cause of distributing Krishna, he will have the whole glory, must go there. So much glory can never be expected anywhere. He is giving Krishna more glorious position, more fame. Can anyone hope to attain? Who can give Krishna? He holds the highest fame. He is the owner of the highest fame. And all the money should be used for the service. And that is Narayan, is Lakshmipati, is the command of everything. And the Kamini conception that must be connected with Krishna and no higher. In any different way, different service, we may find in Vrindavan. We must try to find this finest link. Vrindavan, where nobody so many, producing child also, even the insects and the birds and the beasts also producing child. What is that? But in the real model conception, the link is in this way. Only to serve Krishna in that aspect, excite him, or creating a favorable atmosphere. They are doing selfless, with selfless self-effacement. Not only self-effacement, but there is self-surrendering of the type of exciting Krishna, or making arrangement in the favorable of Krishna Sambhog, or enjoyment of Krishna. Otherwise, if this enjoying spirit is there, they would be a member of this mundane, this Brahmanda. Exploiting sense already eliminated here in Viraja, and then enters there. So, we may conceive or may not conceive, but still, everything there only actuated by the motive of service, and there's the purity. Tatparatena nirmalam. The nirmalata, the purity depends. Only how much it is for the satisfaction of the center. The purity, the criterion of measuring the purity is here. Am I clear? Hello? Otherwise we would be here, exploitation. There is no exploitation, but the whole thing informally retained. But materially, all full of service, that purity. And there is no entrance in that domain. So we would be very cautious about the real theme of exploitation. What does it mean? No exploitation there. All self-serving, that is divinity. Without dedication, without serving, no divinity is possible. What to about the possibility of entering into Vrindavan? Not only that Shivalok, Vaikuntha Loka. And that is most intensive in Madhura Rasa. These are the things we should be up to mark, we should try. The standard, the conception of such standard, must be on our front. However far it may be, we may not make any easy compromise with the very cheap thing in this world. The high ideal, the highest ideal, according to the height of the ideal, our whole future, hope will depend on our future will depend on our idea. Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari, Gaul Hari. Nidai, Gaul Hari, Gaul. What was that?
9:10.
9:10.
Maharaj?
Yes.
In the Manasiksha.
Manasiksha, yes, Das Goswami.
He's talking about the sadhaka.
Yes,
sadhaka.
Yeah, the sadhaka, he says, actually it's in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Tika. He says in there that he divides the sadhaka into three. Swanishta, Swanishta,
yes.
Parinishtita, and then the last one is Nirapeksha.
Nirapeksha?
Yes.
Sadhaka?
Yeah, three types. Swanishta?
First. The lower is Swanishta.
Swanishta.
And then?
Parinishtita.
Parinishtita.
And then Nirapeksha.
Nirapeksha is the highest type.
Yes.
Nirapeksha. Parinishtita. Parinishtita will be not good. Then he says that Nirapeksha is the highest type.
Yes.
That is fully eliminated of his own selfish view.
Yes.
Nirapeksha.
First two.
But I can't follow it fully because there the Nirapekshata must mean that so much selfless that he must become the Okkupati to Radharani or to Yashoda or to some leader of his company. Partiality must be there in the highest conception. But that is our highest attainment. So it may be considered as nirapeksha. Nirapeksha, that is automatic. We are playing as doll in the hand of Yogamaya. That is, by nirapeksha, it may be meant that. Nirmatsa. As Yogamaya handling us, we are doing not any selfish end in life. But it is explicit also that they are partial to their own leader in different groups of servitors. Always they are partial to their own, the leader of their own group. But that may be looked out in the way of nirapeksha, and there it would mean that what they are doing, no selfish idea, but as handled by Yogamaya, quite selfless. The highest degree of selflessness is to allow oneself to be to play at the hand of the Yogamaya Sarup Shakti. Then, of course, the two things may be kept together. The partiality is there, but that partiality has no Swanishtha or Parinishtha, but excluding his own self-interest, that general to join in the general interest of the whole. Then the development further, that is nirapeksha, that means he does not know himself or herself in what he is used. A mere instrument to the sent person in the hand of Yogamaya. It may be concept. And then another also, this Dasa Goswami said, Jatkin jatena gulma ki katamukham goshti samastan hitat sadvānandamayam mukundadaitam līlānukūlaṁ param. Whatever we see in Vrindavan, in connection with Krishna, tirna, the grass, gulma, the shrub, kīkata, the worms, insects, even goshti samastan hitat sadvā, all filled with joy. Mukunda Daitam, they are all favorite to Mukunda. Mukunda, Dhilanukulam Param. They are always conducive to the pastimes of Krishna, no other function. Sent person function of them only to help the extensive Leela of Krishna in Vrindavan. They are all contributing their existence. Meaning only that. That contribution, every dust, every drop is a contributing, helping agent towards the whole, that is Leela of Krishna. no sort of existence cannot be imagined there in Vrindavan. Bhagavad Hari Bhagavad. That is Vrindavan real, that is proper.
Maharaj, what is the conception of it? There was something in Bhaktivinoda Tika,
yes.
You're describing the different types of kapatata.
Different types of?
Kapatata.
Kapatata.
Kapat.
Yes.
And he says that the nirapeksha, one may become what is called atmam bharita. So how would you express that in English? Atmam bharita.
This is all mundane. This is mundane, the negative side, atman bharita in a sadhu, that I am all in all. I am all in all. And that is acharya abhiman also. We have to understand acharya abhiman, as Swamiji Maharaj, just before his retirement, he told. If for the necessity of my propaganda, I might have abused some of my god brothers, I beg forgiveness for that. Acharya Abhiman, when surcharged with the feeling that I am to propagate all these things, whatever I think necessary, I must take the help of that. Acharya Abhiman. He may think everything as a straw, value of the straw, such as with such inspiration, sometimes they go on. But that is Svayam Bharita, what do you say?
Atman Bharita.
Atman Bharita. Atman Bharita. I am, all I know everything. But I say, do that. Don't care for the other of others. This sort of ego, sometimes used in the acharya section, they do not know anything. What I say, do that. This sort of assertion, that is sometimes necessary in the position of an acharya leader. But that is an inspired thing, not the matsarata of this world. That is given by when Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi is venturing to give stricture to Krishna. She says, you don't know the noble character of my Sakhi Radhika. And when Yashoda is going to whip Krishna, that is Atman Bharita. You boy, don't know. Don't know how to use these things I have collected with great affection and I have collected for you and your men, your father, and you are distributing to the monkeys, those valuable things. I shall punish you and he is punishing him. That is also Atman Bharita, but that is of other type. And the Atman Bharita real, which is to be condemned, that of this mundane world. The assertion that the Shiva, Mahadev, that is the greatest Atman Bharita, the separatist leader of the separatist movement, the Diyabhinvesh, from there, he is the source of all Matsarata and Atman Bharita. Mahinyantu Maharaj, the master of this Mayic world, the world of misconception, Dityabhinivesh, the conception of a second interest that begins from Mahadev, Mayapati, Mahadev, the leader of the oppositionist, that no, we have got separate interest, and we must assert for that. Rudra Ahankar. Atman Bharita. Atman Bharita. I am all in and everything for me. This is a demonic quality. Atman Bharita. Matsala and the Mayavadis also.